Hello, I'm James Trupany. This isn't a squash or a Trupany show. This is a special Christmas treat for everyone. This is a quiz where representatives of the squash will take on representatives of the Trupany show to see who has the greater all-round professional wrestling knowledge. And representing the squash, we have Mr. Gavin Duenis, whose idea this all was. How are you, sir?
Hello.
And we also have Paul Taylor.
Good day.
Good day. And coming back from the squash pass, Mr. Ben Spindler, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And then
someone had to ask you.
I think they're all want to keep it short so we can get to the questions. I like the eagerness. And then on the other team, representing the Trupany show, we have Mr. Alex Edwards. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
And we also have Mr. Alex Watt. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm good. Yes.
So it's a handicap match for the first round. And here are the rules so you can follow it through. Each team will be asked an individual question. If they do not get the answer right, they can throw it open to their own team. If they do not get the answer right, then it goes to the opposing team. It's 10 points for the first question and 5 points if you have to have a team answer. Does that all make sense, gentlemen?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right, then. We'll start with Gavin Duenis.
Oh, hello there.
All right, this is the first round, and it's called Royal Rumblings.
Royal Rumblings. Royal Rumblings.
Oh. So this is exciting. Are you all playing along at home?
Your question, who won the very first Royal Rumble?
I think it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well done, 10 points to your team. Okay, then. Second question goes to Mr. Paul Taylor.
Oh, shit.
Right. Who has the most Royal Rumble wins?
Steve Austin.
Very well done, sir.
Yes.
Boom. Excellent. Boom.
Damn you, now the pressure's on.
Ben Spindler.
Yo.
Who
Can
has...
I just check?
Yeah.
If all three of you get your question right, you get like 100 bonus points, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, then. Third question. Ben Spindler. Who has the most eliminations in one Royal Rumble?
Roman Reigns.
Very good, excellent. Full round for the squash. So, Team Alex, how are you doing?
Well, slightly more worried now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do now.
Okay then, we'll start with Alex Edwards. Most eliminations in Royal Rumble history of all time goes to?
I think it's Shawn Michaels.
It isn't Shawn Michaels, I'm afraid. You can throw it open to Alex, you can discuss it.
To me, I think I know, can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Kane?
Yes, it is Kane with 43 eliminations. So 5 points for you guys. Okay, then. Second question, Mr. Alex Watt. All-time endurance record holder at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, so longest time spent in the match?
Yeah, for one match.
Rey Mysterio, I think.
Well done, sir. 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds. And then back to Alex Edwards. Okay, most consecutive Royal Rumble appearances.
Oh, God. Is it Kane again?
It is Kane again. Well done. So, the squash takes a slight lead after the end of the first round with 30 points, to comparing to the Trupany Show's 25 points. So, we will move on.
Welcome to our bonus 100 points.
We said no.
I've got to say, I think we had easier questions than them, so fair play, Alex's.
I've also got to say that I think Jim Duggan was wrong because there was actually a Royal Rumble in 1987, but there we go.
The first televised Royal Rumble.
You're trying to take points off your own team.
Yeah, it's a handicap match, isn't it? You know, we're just trying to be charitable.
You're selling for him, is that it?
That's exactly it.
That's exactly it. Alright, then we'll move on to round two. Total non-stop questions.
Oh, no. The bloody hell. Oh, TNA. That's what you meant.
I forgot about that one.
All right, then.
So many markers.
We'll start with the Trupany team this time. So, Alex Watt.
Hello.
Name an X-Division champion who has held the belt in 2016.
Jesus. I haven't even watched it this year. Who's working for the company still? God, I'm blanking on like any X Division wrestlers, even in TNA at the moment. Bugger, can we throw it to Alex?
You can throw it to Alex.
Has DJ Z had it this year?
Yes, he has. That's 5 points. You could have had Eddie Edwards, Trevor Lee, Bobby Lashley, Tigre Uno, or Mike Bennett.
Bobby Lashley?
Bobby Lashley. Bloody yeah.
hell. But when in doubt, say DJ Z.
Okay, then, second question to Alex Edwards. What is the name of broken Matt Hardy's gardener?
Oh, God, it's... Oh, no, I'm blanking. It starts with a J. No, it doesn't. Senor Benjamin.
There you go, 4 points. Well done.
Woohoo!
All right, then. Alex Watt, who the hell is Aiden O'Shea?
F*** if I know.
Do you want to throw that open?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's very clear at this point that I have not watched TNA hardly at all year. Does Alex know?
I think he was on ECW at some point or something like that. He used to be a WWE guy, I think, but I can't think what his name would be.
I will take his job currently on television screens, on the television show.
Is he like network representative or something like that?
It's not far away, but I'm going to have to give it to the other team, I'm afraid. So...
We got ages now because it doesn't matter how long we take to think about this.
If we just play this out, we can just win.
Oh, hang time on, we're losing, aren't we?
Well, no. What's
the question?
Yeah, who the hell is Aiden O'Shea? What role does he play on TV at this particular moment in time?
Goodness me!
Is he like? Do you think he's like a referee or something? Is that
no? If what well, they the say guy, is close,
he's the guy who used to be Jay Bradley.
Yes, that's true.
So he's a wrestler. I don't know anything else. That's all I can add to this conversation.
All right then. Okay. Is that your final answer?
Are we going to like guess?
You can guess. Yeah. More than welcome to.
Do you think he plays? Like the... Oh, go on. What were you going to say?
Well, is he like? I don't know because you just said it was close when it was the television executive or whatever. So there's got to be some kind of stupid authority figure of some kind, but not yeah. sort of like a what's his face used to be, you know, the Brad guy in, is it Brad? I don't even know what his name is. Brad Maddox, that's it, in WWE. Something like that, I expect.
So general manager?
Not the general manager, but very, very close. One more guess, go on.
This for like 0.5 points.
It's going down. It's 3 points now.
Is he Brad Maddox's body double?
Is he Senor Benjamin?
He's not Senor Benjamin. Okay, I can't give you the answer. The answer was, he's Billy Corgan's bodyguard.
Ah, I thought Billy Corgan was gone.
Not on television, he isn't. He's still there for another month at least.
Ah, right, okay.
Okay, we'll move on.
They filmed it in February.
Yes. I believe they filmed it in early 2013, yes. Right, we'll move on to the squashes questions on TNA. We'll start with Paul Taylor.
Yo.
In what month did Billy Corgan sue TNA?
I feel it's either October or November. I'm going to say October.
Well done, 10 points.
Yes.
Okay.
This is like, I hate pub quizzes, but this is what pub quizzes should be like, where I actually know the answer.
Yeah, you have all turned your browsers off, right? Okay, moving on. Who claims things are beautiful in TNA at the moment?
I was busy turning on my browser. who claims things are beautiful in TNA at the moment?
Dixie Cat.
Don't think she does.
I'm going to have to confer with my team about that. Anyone?
Is there a delusional character in TNA?
What about one of the women? One of the women. Is Reby there or whatever she's called?
Reby Sky.
Yeah, right, she's still there.
Well, I don't know. That seems like too many gimmicks in one go.
Is it like a Mike Bennett thing or a Maria thing?
Oh, it's not like Velvet Sky or something like that.
About as far from Velvet Sky as you could possibly imagine.
I like Gavin's shout there. That's probably the best shout I've heard.
What did I say?
I'm off. No, you said Mike Bennett.
Mike Bennett, yeah, that's our answer, Mike Bennett.
Mike Bennett, no, you're wrong. It was a... Oh, sorry, I can't. I've got to give it to the other team. Do apologise.
Yeah,
what's
going
Yeah, the other team. Go on, guys. What do you reckon?
I mean, admittedly, I was going to say Velvet Sky, so that was my guess. Do you have any idea?
This is where you really could have done with Marcus being there, couldn't you? Really?
You really could have done. Like,
we really, really could.
The guy
we
who's written
points
more...
anyway. Like, yeah. Nobody would have got it.
TNA.
Guy who's written more about TNA than any other man in the world.
So... You said it was the furthest thing from Velvet Sky.
Yes, there's my clue.
So does that imply that it's a man?
Is a man the furthest thing away from Velvet Sky?
Steady
I was
now.
Gonna guess it like it being Broken Matt Hardy, maybe.
Is that your final answer?
So, what do you think?
I was just gonna say randomly like Eli Drake or someone like that.
No.
I don't, we've got no idea.
Okay, it's Abyss. That's his current catchphrase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
that
down. He's still employed by TNA.
All right then, Ben Spindler. Yes. Name this year's nomination to the TNA Hall of Fame.
Gail Kim.
Well done. Yes, excellent.
Yes.
10 points. So you guys got 20 points in that round, and the Troopany Show got 15 points. So that's 40 to the Troopany Show, 50 to the Squash.
Can I just confirm, is there going to be a Total Divas round?
There is a Total Divas round. Yes, there is a Total Divas
Sweet.
Round, Paul. Just for you. Okay, then, round three, Summer Slamtacular.
Summer Slamtacular. Summer Slamtacular.
Oh, nice.
Phenomenal. Yes. What's this about?
Gardening. Right, we'll start with you then, Gavin. In which year did the WWE title change hands for the very first time at SummerSlam?
Okay, so it's tag team, 1991. I'm thinking this in my head. 1997.
Well done, excellent. Right,
wow.
First time. Okay then. Paul Taylor.
Yeah.
You like women's wrestling, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. In 1994, who did Alundra Blaze defeat for the WWF Women's Championship?
Oh, I think I know this. Was it that... Is it... Oh, what's the name? Like, Bull... Was it her?
Jesus Christ, was
I
it
I can't
her?
Say it.
It was someone like that, wasn't it?
I couldn't possibly say until you give me the right answer.
Have a shout, Paul. Have a go. Yeah.
Bulled... What was her name? I'm going to have to confer with the team here.
Confer with the team.
It was Bull Nakano.
There we go. That
yes,
one.
That is the right answer. That's 5 points for you. Okay. But you got halfway there. I was impressed.
There we go.
Which,
we should get 7.5 points.
That was the first women's match I ever saw in my entire life.
Oh, excellent. There you go. A trip down memory lane. All right then. Which Ben Spindler, which year was the smallest crowd at SummerSlam?
Oh,
think of when the business. Oh no, sorry, I can't give first.
I am going to go for shit. 96.
That's what I would have said.
Wrong answer, but you can throw it open to the team
because it's got to be around then, surely.
Well,
can we actually go for an answer and then still throw it open to the team if we get it wrong?
94 was in the United Center in Chicago.
Should we
brand new facility at the time.
Should we let them have it, or are we going to go for it?
We've got to confer.
Okay, if we've got to confer. 90. Where was 95?
I don't know. But
94, 93 was the Lex Luger one, wasn't it? So that must be somewhere patriotic.
Well, that was my second choice of the lot, but it's probably like 2004 or something stupid.
Yeah.
Are we going to throw it across to the team then, guys? Have you given in?
Should we? What? Where was 95? Was where was Mabel against Diesel? Wasn't it?
I
so that's got to be up there.
Go on, go for that.
95.
No, it wasn't. So it goes through the team.
That would have been my guess.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well.
Should we go 94 then?
Yeah, let's go for it.
No, that's wrong too.
Ugh.
It was 2002.
I knew it was going to
be
14,797.
How do you know these SummerSlams off by heart? This is ridiculous.
He's a man of many talents.
Pay-per-views used to be memorable.
Yeah, that's just
now
true.
They have about 3 a week.
Yeah, so you guys got 15 points in that round. Okay then, Troopany Show. Who main-evented the very first SummerSlam, Alex Watt?
The very first?
The very first SummerSlam.
Was that the tag team? One, can you give me that?
There was a
Sorry,
tag
no
team.
Clues.
There was a tag team match on the card somewhere. Yes,
Hogan and Savage against.
That was wrong. That's
I'm halfway there, aren't I? Come on, Hogan Savage against Andre and Million Dollar Man.
Yes, Bastard. 10 points. Alex Edwards, what year was the Undertaker versus Undertaker match?
Was that one 95?
No, but you can discuss now.
it was around then, so 93 or 94, 94 maybe.
Well done, 15 points to you in this round. Who was Vader's manager in his WWF title match at SummerSlam 96, Alex Watt?
Say that again, who was the manager for Vader?
Vader at his SummerSlam title match in 1996.
Luna Vachon, maybe?
No, you can throw it open to Alex Edwards, though.
I will.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of managers that would have been around at the time.
You could just say a manager.
I've got no idea.
All right,
just say any manager.
Was Brother Love around then?
No, it was not Brother Love, so we have to go to the other team.
Well, Cornette, do you want to do this, Gavin, or do you want, do you want me to do it?
I think I've just done it. Was it Jim Cornette?
Yeah, it was the Louisville Lip, Mr. James E. Cornette.
Oh.
All right, there you go. So that's 20 points each in that round, which puts the Troopany Show on 50, 60 points, but it puts the Squash in the lead on 70 points. All right, then. Round four, Ring of Questions.
There are 500 rounds.
No, it's just taken us this long to get to round four. All right, then. We'll start with the Troopany Show on this one. Alex Edwards, what was the very first Ring of Honor singles match?
What?
Come on. I thought this was going to be about just rings, just wrestling.
I've got no idea. I don't even know where to start.
I think we need vocal thinking, guys. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Alex, have you got any idea?
Oh, first, I could probably do the main event. First singles match.
I'll tell you, main event,
like,
if that helps.
Was it something like Eddie Guerrero and Super Crazy?
I was very close. That was actually
on the pay-per-view.
That was on the card, though,
yeah.
So. That was
very, very close. No final answer?
To be fair, that was my guess.
That was the answer. Like,
yeah.
All right, then. We'll go across to the squash team.
I have no idea.
I know what the first match was, but it was a tag team match. So I'm thinking something like an Amazing Red against Jay Briscoe or something like that. But
Gavin Duenas gets 5 points.
Oh my goodness.
Is that actually
I can't bloody believe it.
The first singles match on the card was Amazing Red versus Jay Briscoe, and Mark Briscoe was the second for Jay.
If you couldn't hear, then that was me clapping, because that was very good knowledge.
I might just go and ring my parents.
Alex Edwards, who was the first Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions?
Sorry, was that me again? That,
oh, sorry, Alex Watt. Sorry, I do apologise. Who's the first Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions?
Oh, first ever. Jesus. Oh, no.
You can just give me the tag name as well. Just the name, team name. You don't have to name the wrestlers.
Well, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
God, it's in the back of my mind somewhere, but was it Amazing Red and someone?
You're just copying my answer now.
I am, yeah. No. Was Amazing Red involved in any way?
No, he wasn't.
Or have I gone mad? I don't know. I'll say the Briscoes. I know it's not them.
No, it wasn't, so you can confer.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You know when it's in the back of your mind somewhere, just can't think of it. Like, was it Dan Math and Homicide or something like that?
No, it wasn't. Should we go send it across?
I know two tag teams that were in Ring of Honor when it started, but
well, Briscoes were one because he was in the first.
Oh, I know three in that case. Yeah, wow. Da Hit Squad.
Wasn't them. No.
No, I can't think of I've got no idea.
The Prophecy, Christopher Daniels and Donovan Morgan were the very first tag team champions of Ring of Honor. Okay, then back to Alex Watt. What new title did Ring of Honor create in 2016?
Again, this shows how I haven't been from. I know, it's the Trios titles, the six-man tag.
There you go, well done. About 10 points. 10 points, so that's 10 points to the Troopany Show on that round. So we go over to the squash. And the first question for, let's see, Well, this won't be a good one for Paul Taylor, I think.
There's about as much chance of me getting this as flatting piss.
Which Ring of Honor tag team claim to be the world tag team champions of the world this year?
I've literally no idea. I'm going to open it up to the team.
Well, it sounds like something. I'm just discussing. This isn't my answer, by the way, James.
Okay,
it sounds like something the Bucks would say.
Yeah, it sounds very Bucky, doesn't it?
It's not the Bucks. Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Is it?
Do we get it thrown over to us now?
Yeah, that's thrown over then.
Because that was going to be my guess.
No, it's Kaz and Daniels, isn't it? The Addiction.
It is Kaz and Daniels, The Addiction, which is the same tagline they had from TNA for a long time as well. So 5 points.
They
for
did
the
actually use the same catchphrase, didn't they?
Yeah. They are no longer. Yeah, they'd have to change their name for copyright reasons. Right then, Ben Spindler, which former Ring of Honor champion lost his hair in a heinous attack by Bullet Club this summer?
This summer.
You haven't watched Ring of Honor since 2001. 2003.
What was the question again?
Which former Ring of Honor champion lost his hair in a heinous attack by Bullet Club this summer?
Which famous Ring of Honor?
Ring
of Honor champion. So who we got in our Ring of Honor still that have been a former Ring of Honor champion? Or what? Oh, they might not have. So it was by the Bullet Club, so it wasn't necessarily in Ring of Honor when they got their hair shaved. Oh, it's even worse. I don't know. Let's go with Adam Cole.
No, he was actually holding the pair of scissors, so that will give you a clue to cut it down. You can throw it to the team.
Was it not Jay Lethal?
It was Jay Lethal. 5 points.
Okay, I actually knew that one.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So, Gavin Duenas, who is the only man to win the PWG and Ring of Honor World Championships, the CZW Best of the Best and the Battle of LA?
Well, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
No. I like how you said CZW.
CZW? Yeah. CZW doesn't sound as good, does it?
We are British, damn it.
I just think Marcus wouldn't have understood that either.
No, he wouldn't, no.
Good question. Well done. Well done on the quality of the question. My guess is going to be, I'm seeing if any wrestler names actually come to me. No, can't think of anyone. Brian Danielson.
No, it wasn't. You can throw it up into the team.
So I know that Chris Hero was in CZW for a long time. Did he ever win the Ring of Honor title?
I don't think so.
No, he was a Ring of Honor tag team champion.
I think who was a Ring of Honor champion in about the last 10 years?
I can remember the very first match, but you can't remember the Ring of Honor world champions of the last 6 years.
Kevin Steen and I guess Seth Rollins, wherever he was called, and Roderick
Japanese.
Strong, Davey Richards, I think, was a Ring of Honor champion at one point, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Maybe Roderick Strong, is he a good guess?
We'll go with it. I don't know.
We will guess Roderick Strong.
And you'd be wrong. Going across to the team.
Can you tell what were the things again? So Ring of Honor
was
World Champion.
PWG, Ring of Honor World Champion, CZW Best of the Best, and Battle of LA winner.
So I had it narrowed down to two, and Roderick Strong was one of the two. So
what was the other one for you?
The other one was going to be Adam Cole.
And you'd
be Adam Cole. Okay, oh, go on.
And you'd be correct. Well done, Adam Cole. 5 points to the score.
I was
going to
say Kyle O'Reilly, so it's a good job I didn't say anything.
Okay, then. So 20 points for the Troopany Show.
Well,
and
Gavin,
for the score.
I can tell you now, this is only going downhill. There's two to come. Like, we are in the shit now, right?
But the thing is, there's so much pressure on me and Alex on the Japanese questions.
All right, then. Round five is Ancient History.
Oh no!
So we will start with the Troopany Show on this round. So Alex Edwards, because he went first last time. Alex Edwards, who defeated Bruno Sammartino in his first WWF title reign for the championship?
Wait, sorry, was that who ended his Bruno beat?
Who beat Bruno to end the title reign?
Was it the Iron Sheik?
It was not the Iron Sheik.
Sorry, I assume I can get involved now.
Yes, you can. Yes, yes.
So, who beat Bruno to end Bruno's first reign?
Yes, that's right.
That's the question.
Yeah. Just gonna get it, you know. Is that Ivan Koloff?
Well done, 5 points. Okay, then. Who, right then, Alex? What your question? Who defeated Bruno Sammartino in his second WWF title reign to end his reign?
I think that was Superstar Billy Gray.
Well done, 15 points. Alex Edwards, in what year was the very first cage match? And I will give you a range. It was between 1920 and 1950.
Okay, so it's only 30 years. I'm just going to pick a random year and say 1943.
It was not 1943. You can open it up to the team.
It's the first ever cage match.
The very first ever cage match.
And we have to get, what, the year?
Yeah.
The year.
Bang on.
So we've now got a 1 in 29 chance of random. Can we at least get the decade?
All right, I'll narrow it down to the decade for 5 points.
No, it's 1 in 3. That's ridiculous.
or with it, okay, maybe not decade, but within a certain number. Cause
couple
like,
of years.
Something like...
Or if you get it wrong, we'll go like closest answer.
Yeah, closest answer. Will.
Closest okay. answer then. Okay.
Well,
then.
I'd go, what did you say back in...
I said 43.
I'd say maybe more like 1963.
No, he said it was before 1950.
Oh, didn't completely miss that bit. Well,
between 1920 and 1950.
1939.
Okay, well, I'll throw it across to the team. We'll see who's closer.
I think it was like probably the 20s. But I'm thinking if we go for 1938,
yeah,
that covers us nicely.
That's what we do.
And all along, boys.
And you'd be very wise because it was 1937.
There we go.
Oh, come on.
Okay, then. So that's 5 points for the squash, but 15 points. So that's 20 points for the Troopany Show in that round. Sorry, 15 for the Troopany Show.
I lucked out very much because I was writing about history of the WWE Championship today. So
I was really impressed, actually, that you got those so quickly. But,
well done.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, that was not intended as research, but it's paid off very well.
Okay, then we move on to the squash's questions, and we'll start with Ben Spindler, noted wrestling historian. Who was the very first NWA World Heavyweight Champion?
Oh, you prick.
Jesus.
Set you up now. You need to get it right.
It depends if you're talking about the National Wrestling Alliance or, you know, George Hackenschmidt and all that crap. I'm going to guess Orville Brown.
Well done. 10 points.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, then. Gavin Duenis, what year did Vern Gagne form the AWA?
It was pre-WWF, I think, so I'd say late 50s. 57?
No, not the correct answer.
I don't know, so...
They went out of business in about 91.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe 60-ish.
Yeah, 63.
Is that your final answer?
Why not?
Yeah, yes. It goes across to the other team.
Any ideas? They said 60-ish, so maybe 1960.
I think around it. Yeah, let's go 1960.
And you'd be correct. Well done.
Oh, hello.
So, in the ancient history round, the troop... Oh, no, we've got one question left for Paul Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, this is a banker.
Who did Ric Flair defeat for his second world title in a cage at the Flair for the Gold Starcade main event? In 1983.
Dusty Rhodes.
Incorrect.
It was Harley Race.
It was Harley Race. Well done. So that's another 5 points for you guys. So that's 20 points each in that round. Well done. Okay, then, round 6. And you're all going to hate me. Classic Brit Rest Quest Fest.
Classic Brit Rest Quest Fest. Classic Brit Rest Quest Fest.
This you've is where just, we all get shown up.
Yeah, you've just put this in for you, James.
You can't answer your own questions.
Okay, then, we'll start with Ben Spindler. How many times did Big Daddy headline the Royal Albert Hall?
Oh, I don't know. How about 5?
Not right. You can open it up.
It could literally be anything between about 0 and 10,000.
All right, then. All right, then. I will give you the reference. It's I took it from Cage
like
Match's report.
Of Skittles in the jar. What was the? Was there a clue, Ben?
I said this is Cage Match's number. I don't want to hear any typing going onto websites. This was taken from the official Cage Match website, which is usually pretty, you know, all-knowing when it comes to this kind of stuff. So how many times did Big Daddy headline the Royal Albert Hall? And I give you a clue. It's been 1978 and 1985.
Got to be 23, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it is probably 23.
I'm afraid it goes across the team.
Oh, no.
So between 1978 and...
1985.
Were they close?
No.
So, where did you get 23 from, guys?
We just thought we sounded authoritative.
It's got to be 23. It's like Darren Brown. It's got to be 23.
So 7 years, how many times would they run the Albert Hall? Like four times a year?
Yeah, three, four times a year.
Three times a year, that's 21. But they said 23 wasn't close. So maybe around 30 or something.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say about 30.
You went in the wrong direction. It was 12.
Oh, okay. We thought too much of him.
Yeah, do we get closest point?
All right,
I think 23 was quite close to 12.
No, I'm going to be strict on this one because the next one's a kind of ish number. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, with this one. So I'm going to say no in this round. It's got to be the number. Okay, then. So we'll go to Gavin Duenas. How many lightweight world titles did Johnny Saint hold?
Five.
Wasn't five.
this tactic isn't working, is it?
It's gotta be
three. Yeah, go three.
Yeah,
three.
Nope, that wasn't the right answer. Goes to the other team.
Should we go four then?
Yeah, let's go four.
Four was closer, but was not correct. It was 10.
How is it closer than three?
Sorry.
This is match for the insane. Three,
was it
five,
like,
four. Wait, it's the round closer. What are you with 3.572?
He held it 3.5 times.
Right, the answer was 10.
What?
Oh, Paul Taylor, yes. Save me from this madness. What was the last match shown on ITV's coverage of British wrestling before we start again on New Year's Eve?
Oh. Do you know what? You know, if you'd have said when is British wrestling back on the telly, I wouldn't know the answer to that. Kendo Nagasaki versus Jimmy Savile.
Good Lord.
No. Do you want to throw that open to the team?
Was it a question? What was the last match?
What was the last match on ITV's coverage of British wrestling before the end of British wrestling?
Do you reckon it was just like Big Daddy against Giant Haystacks or something?
No, I don't think it was.
It could have been.
That would have been building to the building momentum for a feud to a big blow-off, and that didn't happen.
I think it would probably be something that they were trying to put on to ensure that they had some crowds after they went off air.
You were right, but it wasn't that promotion that had the slot that week, believe it or not.
Okay, well, I have no idea then. It's going to be, how can anyone be closer than Jimmy Savile versus Kendo Sakisaki?
Actually, Kendo Sakisaki was in the second to last week's main event because I watched it, but the last week's main event was somebody different.
I don't know, guys. Do you want to have a guess?
Go on then, guys.
Us.
You
guys.
Two, yeah.
Have you got
Alex
any
and Alex.
Idea?
I would have gone for Big Daddy Giant's Haystack, so that's... I mean, who was
around at the time?
When did it end? Like, 90?
Still going on,
though.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Was it, like, mid-80s?
Yes, yeah, so, well, late 80s. It was 88.
Oh,
so,
God.
It was one... I'll give everybody a clue here, so if you know, just as we're not getting there with this one. He was one of the biggest TV stars at the time.
Jimmy Savile.
Oh, I know who you mean.
One of the big...
One of the biggest comedy dramas in British TV history.
Is it Are They the Same Pet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Neal.
Jimmy
No. All right, we've got no answer here.
I think we should just all agree that we don't know this answer.
Yes,
it was Pat Roach against someone.
Bob with Pat Roach versus Caswell Martin. There you go. All right, then. We'll move on to the Troopany Show round. You guys got... nothing. Okay, so Alex.
All right, that was me.
Alex Watt, 2009 King of Trios featured a team of Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, and which World of Sport veteran? They were called Team Uppercut.
Oh, sorry, can you repeat the question? Because I think I know this.
2009, Shikara King of Trios featured a team of Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, and which World of Sport veteran? The team were called Team Uppercut.
Now, you have told me this before on one of the podcasts, that's why I know it, but, oh God, is it? It's not Johnny Saint, is it?
It's not Johnny Saint.
No.
Oh. Ooh, I was going
to
go for
him. All right, now are you going to open it to the team?
Yeah, yeah.
Go then.
Uppercut. Is it?
Oh, can I?
Yeah, you can come back. Yeah, yeah.
Throw, make. I don't know. No, it can't. It can't be Rollerball, can it? He's retired. Like, I'm trying
he
to think.
He was going to be my guess.
Yeah, no,
yeah. He was.
I mean, I can't think of anyone else. I'm just trying to think of like who's throw uppercuts. Basically, he's. Yeah, we'll say Rollerball.
Wasn't Rollerball. Goes across the other team.
I've not got that far in Chikara yet. It's not fair.
I stuck that in just in case you'd watched it, to be honest.
There's like 20 odd shows a year for Chikara, and I'm on 2005 still. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I've only been watching for a couple of months.
So it's someone from the 80s, right?
Yeah, someone from the 80s.
So could
was,
it be...
Was Robbie Brookside around in the 80s?
Well, I think he was
Doug
but
Williams.
I'm not sure. Well, Doug Williams wasn't.
No.
He's about five, I imagine. I think, I mean, for some reason, Finlay is in my head as someone it could be.
It wasn't Finlay, I'm afraid.
All right, well, I'm still thinking, James.
What about Dave Taylor? Was he on World of Sport?
I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Tell us if it's right or wrong.
I'm not telling you.
That's our final answer, Dave Taylor.
And you'd be right. 5 points. Well done.
Oh, get in there, Gavin. Lovely.
Then Alex Edwards, WWE Performance Center trainers Robbie Brookside and William Regal were in a tag team called what?
I don't know. You throw me. I've got an idea.
Constipation?
Was it something like, I don't know.
Now that would have been a terrible name for a tag team. Should we go across to the other team?
Wait, let me.
Alex, hang on.
I mean, I really, really haven't. But again, I feel like I've heard it somewhere before. But no,
like the Shooters or something like that. I don't know.
That's a good shout, actually.
No, we'll move across to the other team. I'm afraid.
I was going to say you, big hard bastards.
you got over, Ben.
I don't get you, yeah, right? No, but right now I'm struggling, and plus, you know, I thought I'd give you the opportunity. I don't know. I know that Brookside was in like the Liverpool Lads or something, but I don't think that was with Regal.
What about the Lancashire and Liverpool Lads? the L&Ls.
Stoke's not in Lancashire.
All right. The Staffordshire and Liverpool Lads. Bloody hell.
Is he not from Blackpool? Is that,
yeah,
is
from
that
Blackpool.
He grew up in Stoke, but yes.
Oh.
So did Slash.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know, is the answer.
Okay, then. Is that your final answer?
Our final answer is we don't know.
All right, it was the Golden Boys.
Oh.
Okay then. So then, this goes to Alex Watt. Which British wrestler headlined a 6-man tag in New Japan team with Hulk Hogan and Antonio Inoki?
Fantastic. That is something I really should know. British wrestling star.
Alex, if you want to go to the toilet, mate. Just...
That's my thinking noise. God, I'm completely blanking. It's not Dynamite Kid, is it?
No, it's not Dynamite Kid.
I'm just thinking from the history of wrestling stuff we've been doing. Is it Billy Robinson?
It's not Billy Robinson.
Oh, good shout, though.
I'm going to have to go to the other team, I'm afraid.
So, what's the question again? Sorry.
Which British wrestler headlined a 6-man tag in New Japan Pro Wrestling team with Hulk Hogan and Antonio Inoki?
So, it's got to be early 80s.
Yeah. I don't know. Could it? This is where I would be. My go-to would be Giant Haystacks or someone. I don't know why. It just feels like they're big guys, and it probably needs to be a big guy to be with them.
Let's go Giant Haystacks.
Is that your final answer?
Well, yeah, but it's wrong.
It is wrong. Yes, it was Marty Jones.
I was wrong. Sorry, guys.
Giant Haystacks did wrestle for All Japan, though. Yeah, Blue Beta. Right then, there's 110 for the squash.
Yay!
And 100. And 100 for the tree
enthusiasm.
Okay, then, round 7.
How many we got?
Yeah.
I said 100 for the Troopany show, but Gavin was going yay over the top and be going 100 for the Troopany show.
So we're still 10 behind.
You're 20 points behind now.
We're 20. Oh, Jesus.
How is 120 behind 110?
I said 120.
The same way as 3 and 5 are not closer to 10 as 4 is.
All right, apologies. I thought I said 120 and it was 110. You're 10 points behind, yes.
Okay, good.
Moving on.
We're keeping you honest here.
By the way, guys, this guy's a teacher. And no wonder this
I wonder, a lot of pressure here. It's like worse than chairing a council meeting. Right. Round 7. The SmackDown Salad Bar.
Are we back to WWE now?
We're back to WWE now.
Okay, good.
Okay,
then.
We'll start with Alex Edwards. Which is the only match in SmackDown history to be named a PWI Match of the Year?
Oh, no. Was it Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, Iron Man match?
Yes, in 2003. 10 points. Oh, well done.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done.
That's very well done.
Alex Watt, who was fired as head writer of SmackDown in 2004?
Paul Heyman.
Very well done. Excellent. Good answer. Right then. And finally, Alex Edwards, when you're around, which SmackDown former champion debuted as a folk dancer on NXT?
Becky Lynch.
Well done. 30 points.
Oh,
clean sweep
it.
Round.
Wow.
Guys, pressure.
Our first perfect. No, second perfect round. Okay, right
I'm
then.
I'm level with you. I wouldn't have got any of those, by the way.
Paul Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the first draft pick for SmackDown this year?
Oh, I know that. Was it AJ Styles?
It wasn't AJ Styles.
Oh, no.
Sorry, open to the team.
Wasn't Dean Ambrose the champion? So was it not Ambrose?
Is that team?
No, I didn't. I don't know. It was 2016.
Ben hasn't watched wrestling in 2016.
It could only be Ambrose or Cena. And I think it was probably more likely to be Ambrose because he was a champion. So I'll say
go with Ambrose.
Yeah, let's go Ambrose.
Well done, 5 points. Okay, then. Ben Spindler. In 2016, in the 2016 draft, who was the earliest NXT pick that SmackDown had?
Bloody hell. Okay, I don't even know who's on the SmackDown brand now. I don't know who they could have drafted from NXT. So I am going to think. Can I ask a question? were they allowed to draft tag teams?
Yes, they were allowed to draft tag teams.
I'm going to go. Oh, sorry, what? I'm going to go with American Alpha.
Well done. Good job.
Oh!
Nice.
Oh.
Right then, Gavin Duenas.
I've never got that. Yes.
Gavin Duenas, your question is, similarly to do with the draft.
Oh, brilliant.
Which pick in the overall, which pick was in the overall draft was The Miz?
Jesus wept.
How can you explain that? Bloody hell.
That is... I've just got to say a number. Man, that is ridiculous. I will go 11.
No, you can open it up to the field, though, up to the team.
7.
No. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, not to go to the other team.
Both Raw and SmackDown?
Both Raw and SmackDown. What was his pick number?
Okay, so there were about 60 altogether, I think.
Oh, I thought it was.
I think he was around. He was around about 15.
Yeah, he was somewhere in the teens. So should we just say 15?
15, yeah.
No, you were wrong, but you were a lot closer. It was 17.
Okay, do we get points for being close?
No,
James gets points for realizing that 15 is closer to 17.
Okay, then.
Before for being close. Like, we're trying to make up numbers here.
We established the rule before the answer was given. Though.
This is true. Okay, then.
I'm not sure about this.
So, in that round, you guys on the squash, you scored 20 points, and the Troopany Show scored 30 points, which means everything's tied up. Round 8, shall we? And it's the squash to start, I believe. Your service, gentlemen. So, we'll start with Paul Taylor.
Yes.
This round is called Raw Reservations.
Reservation.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. So, Paul Taylor, in what year did Raw debut?
Now, I want to say... I was going to... 1993 was what immediately popped into my head. Let me think about this now. Because we didn't really get it over in this country for a while. So maybe it was earlier than that. Maybe then it was 90.
You should probably always go with your first.
Oh, okay, yeah, 1993. Yeah, 1993.
Well done, 10 points.
I really thought he was going to get away
from it. You were like, reeling him out. No, no, you'll be fine. Okay, then. Gavin Duenas, what building did Raw emanate from in its early years?
Was it the Hammerstein Ballroom? Yeah, that's my guess.
That is a room in the building itself, so I'll say yes. It was the Manhattan Center.
I knew that.
Yeah, okay. So,
hang on a minute.
We would have got that.
I did, like I said, I'll give you the points because it's a room in the building, so I can't really say. You. Yeah, so yeah, that's fine. I'm giving you points, okay?
just carry on.
All right, then. Ben Spindler.
Yo.
In what year was Raw's 1,000th episode?
Oh, okay, so
I think we can figure it out mathematically. Do you remember what happened episode?
Yeah, the strength of this podcast.
Oh, was it the CM Punk heel turn in that
it could
episode?
Could have been, yes.
I think it is then 2012.
Well done, 10 points, good job. Okay, then, so that's 30 points to the squash team in that round. So we go over to the Troopin' Show team, and I'm due to start with Alex Watt, I believe. So, plant was on Mick Foley's desks in his years as Raw Commissioner?
That's so specific!
What year was the first episode of Raw? What type of plant was on Mick Foley's desk?
Yeah, come on, something's going on here.
What type of plant? Jesus, I don't know.
To calm your nerves, the New Japan round's next, so, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's a lot of pressure on us. Cacti.
Yes, it was a cactus. Well done.
Was it actually?
Good.
Oh,
yes. Very good.
All right, then. Alex Edwards, who was the first pick for Raw in the 2016 draft?
It was Seth Rollins.
Well done. 10 points. And Alex White again. Who was the first NXT pick for Raw in the 2016 draft?
Finn Balor.
Well done. 10 points. 30 points to the Troopin' Show and 30 points to the squash.
Still neck and
awesome.
Neck.
It's still neck and neck.
And it's so, New Japan now. Woo!
And it's, yes, this yes. next round is called New Japan Newbies.
Oh, I know much more about All Japan. This isn't fair.
You didn't know who Masu Chono was the other day.
I knew he was. I just said he was rubbish. That was all.
All right, then. Okay.
He had a rubbish match against Rick Rude once.
In WCW. That's what I said the other day.
If I go and make a cup of tea, do I have time before you come round to my question?
We'll start with you then, Paul. I'm going to swap this round, okay? We'll swap this round for this round, just so the newbies get to go first. Paul, what do the letters IWGP stand for?
I was great, Paul.
Is the correct answer
International World Progress Gorilla? I've no idea.
We got one word right.
I think I know two of the other three.
Okay, you go put it to the team.
This is my conversation to my team again, James.
Okay.
But I think it's the International Wrestling Grand Prix.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Grand Prix. Yeah, that should be our answer.
Okay.
Wrestling Grand Prix.
You got that? That's your final answer?
Yes.
5 points.
Yes.
Fine, we'll make a cup of tea.
Okay, we do know about New Japan.
We do. Anyway, here we go.
Gavin Duenas, which trading card company currently owns New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Oh, bloody hell. I sort of knew this once. I read it and I forgot what I'd read instantly. Is it Top Trumps?
No, it is not Top Trumps. You can open it to the team.
No, I don't know. I think they used to be part owned by like one of the companies that used to make WWE figures or something, but I don't think they are anymore, and I don't know who it is anymore, so I've no idea.
Okay, I'll throw it over to the other team.
Bushy Road.
It's Bushy Road. Well done. That's 5 points to you guys. And so 5 points from Dirt and 5 points from Dirt. I'm writing this down because this one's getting complicated. Right, okay. Ben Spindler.
Yeah.
Your question is this. Which former New Japan and current NOAH regular made his debut for What Culture Pro Wrestling this year?
Seeing as I've never watched What Culture Pro Wrestling, although I do love me some All Japan. See, you've got no All Japan stuff. See, I'm going to guess at, I'm assuming, because he's done Minoru Suzuki.
Well done. Excellent answer.
Yes.
Bloody hell. Who's he?
Well, if he had gone to the other team, Mr. Alex Edwards was the cameraman at that show.
Yeah,
so
I
he
was
probably
right
would
there
have got
at
it.
Ringside.
Which is the reason why I gave it to you first.
So that's saved us some points there, Gavin.
So 15
nice
points.
Work.
Okay, then. Now, Edwards and Watt, your turn. Okay, so Alex Edwards, what was the main junior heavyweight title in the company before the IWGP heavyweight junior heavyweight championship was introduced?
It was the WWWF junior championship.
Well done. Yes, 10 points. Alex Watt, which British wrestler made his debut for the company this year in a match for the IWGP junior heavyweight championship?
Which British, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, Will Ospreay.
Well done. 10 points. Right, Alex Edwards, name five current members of Bullet Club.
Oh, God, there's like 70 of them.
you only need five.
So we've got, obviously, the best one, Bone Soldier.
You were going to start with that.
There's one.
Then there's Kenny Omega.
Two.
Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson.
3-4.
And Bad Luck Fale.
Five, there you go. You could have also had Hangman Page, Adam Cole, Tama Tonga, Tangaroa, Cody Hall, and Yujiro Takahashi.
And I think it's safe to say that the NWO thing is now taking an unfortunate turn.
Well, we should probably note that...
The comparisons are continuing for the worst, by the sounds of it.
We should probably note that there's going to be an extra one by the time this goes out, because as we're recording this Saturday, they're announcing a new member.
Right,
like,
then.
Did I miss anything?
No.
No, but you are 15 points behind now.
Oh, see what happens.
Well, if you didn't abandon us, Paul, we might have been right.
All right, then. Next round is the music round.
Oh, hello.
I have six introductory songs, which I have doctored so we don't get sued. And I would like you to recognise them after they've been through the Troopany Randomator. So, six songs. You get to guess your song. Okay? All right? I'm going to start with... Oh, we should go back to the Troopany show, shouldn't we? So we'll start with Alex Watt. You can interrupt at any time.
This is the greatest round ever.
So what, that's a classic theme, is it?
Yes, it is.
Are they all really slowed down?
Yeah.
I think I've got it.
In real time, is that like 3 seconds we've just heard, or what?
You heard 11 seconds. Sorry, 27 seconds it was on for.
I'm not sure. I'll say Ted DiBiase's theme.
It wasn't. You're going to have to throw it open to your team.
You say you know
it.
It
was Hulk Hogan, wasn't it?
It was Hulk Hogan. 5 points.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 5 points.
How?
That's really good.
Come on, that was obvious.
All right.
I didn't know it.
All right, then. Alex Edwards.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's easy. Oh.
I haven't got a clue.
I didn't even hear it.
Christ almighty, this is difficult.
I'll play again.
I've probably got the wrong one answer now.
Was that the Million Dollar Man?
No, it was not the Million Dollar Man. Okay. Go throw it open to your team, Mr. Watt.
Can you play it again?
Okay.
Yeah.
Any idea?
It's like a nightmare. I don't know.
It sounds a bit like Mark Henry now, but I think if you say classic, I think it's probably... It sounds a bit like Sexual Chocolate now.
Is that your
does
final
that
answer?
Count as classic?
That's what I'm... No, I don't think it does. So no, I'm thinking probably not.
Is that your final answer?
Well, yeah, we'll go with that.
Moving across to the other team, afraid, guys. Sorry.
What's the shortlist?
Right, I think it might be... Might be super Jimmy Snuka.
That was what I thought. That was my.
It's
the
bit
thought.
Where it goes super, super, super fly.
Oh yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that then. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Oh.
It was D-Generation X.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. Right then, Alex Watt, back to you. Okay. Have a listen to this.
Oh yeah!
What have you done to me?
I'm not sure how you've doctored it, but it sounded like Ric Flair's theme.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
10 points. Well done.
Okay. Good.
What did you do to that? Jesus.
Hey, if anybody wants me to DJ anytime soon, I'm quite happy to do that. So let me just see, because Alex, I've lost count because we were fiddling around with other bits and pieces. So Alex, you got. 10 points there, didn't you? And Alex, you got 10 points. So that's 20 points. Because the other one didn't go across, did it? So that's 20 points for you guys in that round. Moving over to the squash team.
I'm a bit scared.
Okay, Gavin, you can start then. We'll get your fear out of the way.
Oh, Got this.
There's a more obvious.
That's so easy.
I need to hear it again.
Are you serious?
Steve Austin.
Sorry, Kevin, say that again.
Steve Austin.
Yes, that is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Well done. Okay, Paul Taylor.
Slightly terrifying.
It sounds like those bloody monks, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Undertaker monks. It sounds like, but
can we, do you want to? Well,
no. I'm just talking about it.
It's your question anyway, Paul. Sorry.
Do that one more time.
Okay, no problem.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Can you feel it? Right, okay.
I mean, this isn't right. I'm just going to say The Undertaker, but that's not right. But
that's not right. No, you're right. It's not right. Do you want to throw it to the team?
I can feel like I get the melody.
For some reason, I've got Dusty Rhodes' American Dream in my head, but I don't think that's right.
It does have a dut at the start. Yeah, it could be that.
Let's do that.
Dusty Rhodes' American Dream is your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
15 points to you guys. Right, your last one, Ben Spindler.
It is the Polish version of Big Boss Man's theme.
It is Big Boss Man. Hold on, 25 points. And at the end of that round...
In that one, it sounded like the singer was in pain.
And at the end of that round, you've clawed 5 points back. So you are now 10 points behind Squash. Drooping the show is in ahead.
Come on, Squash.
By 10 points.
Can I just say, the other week when... I think it was Dean Ambrose, I think. Or someone was referencing Hard Times a lot. And I thought, I forgot all about Dusty Rhodes and Hard Times. And I thought he was referencing the Big Boss Man.
Yeah. I'd have gone with that.
Two.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, then. The next round is called Total Deviation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's actually a Total Divas round. I thought you were joking.
No.
You know what? No, the pressure's on for me now.
Yeah, okay, sorry, if all the questions are from season one, I might be okay. But
there's a question from season one.
I have no chance here. So.
All right. Okay, well, we'll start with... it's a squash round to start first. So we'll start with Ben Spindler. Okay, in Total Divas, Eva Marie once said to Summer, "You're not an NFL linebacker, but what sporting event did Summer play in before she signed with the WWE?
Technically a Total Divas question.
Do you know how hard it is to get Total Divas questions?
You didn't have to put this round in.
No, I did. I did.
What sport did Summer Rae play in before she became
What sporting event did she play in?
What was the first part of the question with Eva Marie?
All right. In Total Divas, Eva Marie once said to Summer, "You're not an NFL linebacker." But what sporting event did Summer play in before signing with the WWE?
I don't know.
Can you give me an example of a sporting event?
Something that's televised where people compete against each other.
Let's go with... Davis Cup tennis.
You can throw it open to the team.
What is it, guys? Tell me.
Because I thought she was like a cheerleader or something. Didn't she do like American women's football or something?
Women's Super Bowl football.
Yeah, something like that.
I'll give you that because that was the sport, though some would argue it's not a sport. She played in the Lingerie Bowl.
What?
There you go.
I was going to say Lingerie Football League.
They don't have a league. They have a league now, but they didn't at the time because it was a one-off match at the time. So... I'm going to give Paul the answer to that because it was close, I think, was going to get. But, okay, we've got other chances to get back a point, Alex. Please don't hate me. Okay, then. We'll go with Paul Taylor. Mm-hmm. In the pilot episode, which wrestler was Natalia Neidhart training?
Wrestler or wrestlers?
Wrestler. She was featured training one wrestler. Who was it?
Come on, Paul.
Because I've seen that episode twice.
And, this is your round.
Actually, I've seen that episode three times, actually. I actually have seen the first episode three times.
You realise that when you each time you watch it, it's not, you know, it doesn't mean there's more than one person. It's always just the same person.
I remember a training, because she gets given Eva Marie and JoJo on that episode to train. So I remember her training those two.
So who does she specifically train?
Obviously, well, I guess it's... So can I just clarify with the question here?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not one of them two.
Well, that would be giving you the answer.
Well, no.
Yeah, that would be giving you the answer.
That would be clarifying.
That means that the answer is one of those two.
You could say
basically,
like...
there's one answer. Pick which one you want to f***ing say.
Say one of those two people.
I would go with JoJo because he mentioned Eva Marie in a previous question, but that's just my...
Oh,
strange...
that's good, yeah. No, I mean,
she takes both of them under her wing in that first episode, because that's the one where Eva Marie gets her hair dyed. Red, becomes all red.
Famous episode. The one where Eva Marie does her hair.
I feel like it might just be something random like Cameron or something, but I'm going to... Let's go JoJo then.
No, you can throw it open to your team.
Right. So, I mean...
Are you sure it's not someone... I was thinking it's probably going to be someone like Charlotte Flair. Is that just...
Well, I feel
ridiculous?
Like he's throwing me off now with his question. But,
Ben?
See, I don't remember in that first episode. I don't think she starts training those two.
You made such a fuss. Oh, we must have a total deal. Look what a mess you've made of it.
You've watched the episode three times before. It's the classic. The one where she dyes her hair and you can't even get the question right.
I mean,
too distracted by the hair dyeing, aren't you?
Let's just say Eva Marie then. It's not.
Yeah, right.
No, I have to go to the other team.
Well, that would have been my guess.
He threw us off. He threw us off.
Season one cast. Was it Cameron?
No, it wasn't. And I got this answer from imdb.com. So this is like,
right.
Okay.
Go on then.
The answer is Charlotte Flair.
Oh. Gutted for you guys.
Okay then.
Show me the footage.
Then I'd have
there
to watch it, so no.
Of mine and Paul's relationship. No, well, it's just gone. It's gone for a Burton now.
Okay then. Gavin Duenas. In season four of season four, there is an episode where Nikki Bella is shown to wrestle Paige and wins cleanly while the crowd chants, "This is awesome." What actually happened?
Yes, they do. They make the women's matches look amazing on that show. It's crazy.
I don't really understand what's happening.
So we're doing a quiz.
So what was the question? What was the question again, James?
So they had a match, and so what really happened was that they had a crappy match, and they interspersed it with footage of a crowd reaction where they said, "This is awesome," in a completely different match.
You got that half right.
Was it not a crappy match?
I couldn't comment on the quality of the match, but that's not how the match finished.
Not how the match finished. I didn't know there was.
I'll say it again. Paige wins cleanly while a crowd chants, "This is awesome." What actually happened?
Paige didn't win cleanly.
She did a low blow.
The crowd was chanting, "This is awesome." Another match.
Yes, that's the right answer. There's a lot of logic in play there.
I'm trying to get the question master into giving you the answer.
Just by repeating the question enough times. Moving on, True Penny Show. We're starting with Alex Edwards, aren't we, this time? So,
well, hang on, what happened? What really happened in this match? I'm intrigued now.
I got 10 points. That's fine, move on.
Oh, you've watched it 3 times, I expect.
No, not season 4.
Okay, then. Alex Edwards, what profession did Nikki Bella originally want to take up?
It was a realtor, like a real estate agent.
Yeah.
The answer I've got here isn't that.
She wants to do that.
We've got to do that now. Got there, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay, move it to the team. Move it to the outer team. To the team. I said originally to the wider team. The other Alex, yes.
What's another job that Nikki Bella could do?
Careful. I like Nikki Bella.
That she wanted to do.
What profession did Nikki Bella originally want to take up?
Well,
wait, are we thinking, was this actually on Total Divas? Was it something she said sort of before wrestling she wanted to do?
Before wrestling, what did she want
to
do?
Well, I'd guess like model, fitness model, but did she not do that anyway before WWE? But I have no other answer, so I'll have to go with that, I guess.
Doctor? I don't know, nurse? Something like that?
No, that's not the right answer, so it has to go to the other team.
Paul, come on. Redeem yourself.
These are rubbish questions.
Has she got a mothering instinct? Could it be like teacher or something?
Well, you know, wants to be a mother. She does want to be a mother. And John doesn't want to be a father. It's terrible. I don't remember any teaching stuff. Open up a restaurant. Be a restaurateur.
No, she wanted to be a soccer player.
Wow.
Didn't see that one coming.
So okay. Alex Watt.
Hello.
Name the lingerie company owned by Nikki and Brie Bella.
No. Who knows that? It's going to be based on their name, I assume. I don't know, Total Bella's lingerie or something like that.
That's not the right answer. You can open it up to the team.
God, what's the name of their move they used to do? Is it like, do you think it could be something like Twin Magic or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess, yeah.
That's not the right answer. Can go to the other team.
Bella Pasta.
Is that it? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, it's called Birdie B.
Of course.
All right.
Why wouldn't it be?
Alex Edwards. Natty Neidhart was trained by which two Hart brothers at the Dungeon?
Ross and Bruce. Rachel.
Well done, 10 points.
Beautiful.
It's not really Total Divas this round, is it?
Well, I had to do something around Total Divas. And
it's about women.
Yeah. Who appear on Total Divas.
Like, there was a question about their lingerie company. Like, so mixed it up with like wrestling and reality show.
Yeah, and you've got 5 points back. So you're now 5 points in front.
Wait, so what's the score?
It is now. Hang on, I've got to add everything up. I'm going to have to like put things on the spreadsheet now to add things up. Hang on a second.
We got a form. This
all God forbid. we'd ask you to do your job as Christmas.
have you got formulas in your spreadsheet?
I'm going to have formulas in my spreadsheet. Hang on, there we go. It says here, the squash is on 220 points.
That sounds like a good score.
What's the other team?
And the True Penny Show?
I'm just working on that. Control.
Just copy the formula. Just do right. Control and R.
There you go. It's 220 points each. Still on tied point. Look at the counter. Wow. There you go. All right then.
How many rounds have we got left?
We've got 3 rounds left.
Right. Okay. Come on. Heads down, boys. Close.
All right then. Okay.
Home straight.
Round 12. Brit Rest Badassery.
Right, come on.
Okay, current British wrestling scene questions. So we're going to start with the Troopany Show. So Alex Watt, who is the current Progress heavyweight champion?
Oh no!
I should know this.
I do know this.
Okay, that's a good. That's good then. Because
backup.
I think. I hope.
Oh, I'm genuinely like going through the roster in my head. Oh, it's not. Okay, I just have to guess. Jimmy Havoc.
No, it's not. You can go to your team.
Is it Pete Dunne?
Well,
sorry, Alex.
Pete Dunne.
It is Pete Dunne. 5 points. Well done.
Thank God you're here.
Right, I now have to go through these questions because I realise that Alex has actually shot some of them. So, Alex Edwards, who is the champion of EVE Pro Wrestling?
I don't. Tony Storm.
No, can go to the team.
Of which, sorry?
Of EVE Pro Wrestling, who is the current
EVE
champion.
EVE Pro Wrestling.
Wait, could it be like... I'm just trying to think of female wrestlers I know. What, like, so it's like Nixon Newell, Kaylee Ray.
I don't think it's Kaylee Ray. But that's
wait, Manami
shot.
Toyota was over, wasn't she, recently? Did she win it?
No, she didn't.
Who was she wrestling though?
Minami Toyota wasn't wrestling the champion. She wrestled Blue Nikita. So
okay.
I can say Kaylee Ray if you want.
No, it goes to the other team.
I don't know, guys. I don't know this.
No idea.
Former WrestleTalk guest Rhea O'Reilly. There you go. Right then. So, Alex Watt.
Hello.
Which team have tagged with Nixon Newell, Dasha Hatfield, and David Starr in 6-person tags this year?
I know this one as well because I filmed one of them.
Which tag team? Oh, bugger. I think I know it is, and I'm completely blanking on the name. No, I don't know. Sorry. Go to
team.
Alex.
Mustache Mountain.
Mustache Mountain, 5 points. So that's 10 points for you on that round so far. Right,
we're
then.
In trouble here, Squash.
I think we might be, actually, yeah.
All right, then. Gavin Duenas. Who defeated Zack Sabre Jr. for the Revolution Pro Undisputed British Heavyweight Championship earlier this year?
El Ligero.
No. Goes to the team.
Oh, God.
I was hoping that someone would just answer El Ligero to every question because you're going to be right eventually.
It's close enough.
Eventually, right.
So wait a minute. Who beat Zack Sabre Jr. for the Red Pro title? Was that the question is? I'm trying to think who the current champion is. Oh.
It would be that guy.
That's your answer.
Okay.
I don't think it's even someone British. I think it might be someone not British.
Okay. Should we go for all the countries in the world?
Please do. Yes. Let's see how long that'll take, shall we? I don't know. I don't know. I can't think. I'm just gonna. Let's just say Marty Scurll.
No, he was on that card though.
I think I know, but Alex Edwards will definitely know because he said. But is it a certain Japanese guy who you can now say?
Yeah. I filmed this one as well because it was on the same show as that last one. It's Katsuyori Shibata.
Yeah, well done. 15 points. Paul.
Yeah.
Who defeated the Dudley Boys for the Undisputed ICW Tag Team Championships at Fear and Loathing this year?
It's great that the British wrestling scene is so alive that we're all paying so much attention.
I know this one.
I have no idea.
You've no idea. Okay. Throws open to the team.
I think it's Polo Promotions.
It was Polo Promotions. Well done.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's five points for you guys. Ben Spindler, I haven't asked you a question yet, have I, in this round?
No.
Okay, then, so, just going through the ones I've just list. Pete Dunne, that's right, okay, sorry, just making sure I got it. Right then, last question. Who was the general manager for Fear and Loathing at 9, given that Mick Foley could not attend due to WWE Raw management commitments?
Finn Balor,
10 points, well done. So that's 15 points each still. So you are still both tied.
Wow. Well done there to hang on in.
Yeah. Right then. Round 13. Fair to Flair. is the round of the question. I have got a Ric Flair promo quote. You have to complete the quote. So we're going to start with...
We have to what, sorry?
Complete the quote. I will give you the first part. You have to do the second part. So I will start with Paul Taylor.
Yeah.
In order to be the man...
You got to beat the man.
Well done. 10 points. Gavin Duenas.
Is one of them woo?
Gavin Duenas. I've had more world championships.
I've had more world championships than you've had sausages.
No, open to the team.
I want to say hot dinners.
Yeah, I want to say hot dinners.
No.
I want
to
say hot dinners.
Yeah, no. Hot dinners.
Hot dinners is not the right answer. Goes to the team. No.
It's women, surely.
It is women. Well done. 5 points to you guys. Okay. 5 points down. Five there. Right, okay. So, let's see. We're on Ben Spindler, aren't we? I tell everyone in the world I have always been the best father I could be.
I'm pleased for you, James. But I have literally no idea.
Okay, go to the team then.
Guys? Guys?
Best mother in the world. But in truth, I'm not even the best mother.
Is that your final answer?
Is it going to be something like, but I don't know all my children. I don't know.
We don't know. Pass.
You don't know. Pass or goes through the team.
I've got no idea.
Anyway, so right. So what is it? I
tell everyone in the world I've always been the best father I could be.
But
I'm
best
not...
father I could be, but the worst
uncle,
worst husband, worst husband.
5 points.
Wow!
I tell everyone in the world has always been the best father I could be, and I was the worst husband. Woo! That was the full quote. All right then, Alex. Yeah, it's your first turn, isn't it? So I'll give you 5 more points there, guys. Sorry. Right then, Alex Watt.
Mm-hmm.
My shoes are worth more.
Oh, than your. It's just trying to get it in his cadence and try and think what the most logical word would be. My shoes are worth more than your haircut.
No, sorry to your team. Sorry to your team.
aren't shoes generally more
than haircuts? I think I know this.
Yeah, good shot.
Keep it in, Paul, because they still got to put over to
the yeah, got. Do you have any ideas, Alex?
I was going to say something like outfit or suit or something like that. Than your suit?
No, goes through the team.
What do you think about mortgage, guys?
I was just thinking house.
Yeah.
Oh,
house
yeah,
might be. House might be more likely.
That's probably a good one.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
Yes, you're right, 5 points. Oh, yes! My shoes are worth more than your house. 5 points for... Make sure I'm putting you in the right
Hello?
Columns.
Can we get this guy on a Microsoft Excel course, please?
Right then. Where are we? It's Alex... What, isn't it? No, Alex, you just...
I believe it's Alex Edwards.
Alex Edwards, okay. To all the Pipers, the Hogans, the Sids, now it's Ric Flair.
And I'm... I don't know. And I'm the best champion there is. I don't know.
No. Probably his most watched. Probably his most watched promo ever. To all the Hogans, the Pipers, and the Sids. Now it's Ric Flair.
The real world champion.
Right era, but wrong quote. Goes to the other team.
Right. That was going to be my guess actually.
Could it?
Does it rhyme with Sids?
Yeah, didn't it, like.
I've got the skids.
Yeah. I've got loads of kids. Is it? It's not like you know the one that then rhymes.
It doesn't rhyme. I'll give you that. It just doesn't rhyme.
Okay.
Now it's Ric Flair. It's just diamonds are forever. No.
Yeah. I think that was him. I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's our answer.
No.
Yeah, diamonds are forever.
It is not. It's the full quote is to all the Hogans, the Pipers, and the Sids. Now it's Ric Flair, and you all pay homage to the man. Royal Rumble 1992, after beating everybody at the Royal Rumble in 1992.
Ah.
So no points on that one.
Awkward if I get this wrong and the other team get points.
When last year I spent more money.
When last year?
When, comma, last year I spent more money.
Oh, I do know this one.
Okay, that's good. Right, when last year I spent more money... Is it to do with this robe? Like, spent more money on one robe?
No.
No? Okay. Well, Alex knows, so...
I don't know if it's word for word, but it's... Last year I made more money... I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of the world to the other than you made.
5 points, well done, excellent.
Oh, nice.
Well done, well done.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly right. 250 to the Trooping Show and 245 to the Squash, and I only have one round left.
Last round?
Oh, my God.
Got to hold on
pressure.
To it.
All right, then.
This is like Sheamus and Cesaro.
Okay, this is called The Randomator.
Of course. Ooh.
Random wrestling questions. Could be easy, could be hard. Who knows? Okay, so...
You do.
I do, that's true. Yeah. I do know. So we'll start with you, Ben Spindler. Oh no, we've got to start. Actually, no, it's a Trooping Show round to start first. Do apologise. Right, so we're going to start with Alex Watt. Which promotion featured wrestling versions of Freddy Krueger and Leatherface?
Oh. Oh, God. The MTV one. Oh. Why can't I remember the name?
Was it definitely the MTV one?
Well, I don't know, but I'm guessing it's that.
How long does it get?
Like Insane Championship Wrestling?
No, open it to the team.
I can't remember the name of the MTV one.
If it's the MTV one, I know the name of it, but I also think it might be another one, but I don't know.
Okay.
Can we get a... Are we allowed to have a clue as to whether it is the MTV one or not?
It's not.
Well, that's just giving you the answer, shall we?
I can't give that.
Can you tell us if it's the MTV one or not, and then I'll give my answer.
Marie all over again. Is that right?
Okay, Let's say it is the MTV one and say Wrestling Society X.
It wasn't Wrestling Society X. Go to the other team.
Is it Gavin? Gavin Paul, is it by any chance? For some reason, I've got FMW in my head.
Yeah, I was thinking FMW. That's the Japanese one, right?
Yeah, Frontier Marshall, whatever.
Or is it
It's FMW. It's FMW.
Yeah, let's go with that.
You were very close, but it wasn't.
I think I know which it is now as well.
Well, no, I can't give you the points now.
Is it Smoky Mountain?
It wasn't Smoky Mountain.
Is it the one that
you can't just shout letters out at me and hope you get it right.
Is it Hoodslam?
No.
Is it WWE?
No. Right then.
Is it King of the Deathmatch one?
Right, you've given the answer as FMW, and it wasn't FMW. It was IWA, International Wrestling Alliance Japan, which was the other deathmatch promotion in Japan, which made Cactus Jack famous. Okay, then. So, Alex Edwards. Which WWE wrestler once worked as a bodyguard to Bono?
Bono.
Guarding the dog biscuits.
Was it Sheamus?
It was, well done, 10 points, good job. Oh. Right then, Alex Watt.
He's Irish, bloody hell.
Alex Watt, how many matches has Shawn Michaels won at WrestleMania?
I thought you were going to say how many matches has Shawn Michaels wrestled ever.
Seven.
Right, okay. Can we confer on this one? Can we? Until
5 minute time limit for this.
Wait, before we answer this, does the closest number win?
No, it's got to be it's a small enough number to say it's got to be an exact number.
Okay, I'm going to try and go... Right. just fill time while I count in my head.
We can edit this out.
Yeah.
Right. So, no. Lost the...
Parry the two.
So, I'm going to say one Oh man, this is really difficult. Like he's actually lost loads, hasn't he, when he goes through them.
Which one did he retire at, and then you just knock out all the ones since then as not
so possible. Going backwards, he lost 25, he lost at 24. No, sorry. Oh man.
We got like another 12 hours.
Kind of, yeah. I'm going to have to hurry you this. I'm going to have to hurry you,
so
Alex.
He lost at 26, 25, so that's two.
One at 24.
Who's answering this question?
Come on, Alex. Get over here.
Wait, I'm still in this 19, quiz. Is that what you're telling me?
Right, I'm going to say...
This is longer than SummerSlam was. Go on.
I'm going to say five.
Not the right answer.
That he's won, yeah. It was that he's won.
Yeah, five is not that he's won, yeah.
Right, okay. It's going to be around there because he's lost an awful lot.
So, start counting, Gavin. Start counting.
This is a team question now.
This is a team question now.
This is a pivotal question.
This is big. This could be the
moment. You and need to start counting.
What do you think, Mr. Alex Edwards?
I think probably around that. Should we say six?
Six.
Correct answer. 5 points.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah!
So you got 15 points out of that round. Okay, right. Squash, are you ready?
What do we need?
We need 20 points to tie it up, 25 to win.
Come on, Squash.
So we need, basically, we need to get them all right.
Yeah.
Just concentrate.
Concentrate.
No.
Oh, we'll start with Paul then.
Oh, no.
Okay, then.
Right.
Who was Sexton Hardcastle?
Oh, shit. I know this. I'm sure I know this.
Yeah, I know it.
You know it, do you?
Yeah, I think
I can't
I know
remember it.
Sexton.
Yeah. I think I remember now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it Val Venus?
It wasn't Val Venus.
I think it was Bono's bandmate, wasn't it?
No, hang on. What? Yes, that's right. That's right.
It was Edge.
It was Edge. 5 points to you guys.
I had to figure out what you were saying.
Right then. Okay.
So you two now need to get them both right. Otherwise, you've messed it up for us.
No pressure.
Well, that's how it works, yes.
Ben Spindler. According to Percy Pringle, or Paul Bearer, which vegetable is the Undertaker afraid of?
Ah, that's outrageous.
This is outrageous. I mean, what the bloody hell's that?
That is pretty outrageous.
That's not a question. That's an abortion, that is.
Which vegetable is he afraid of?
So, Alex, what are we spending our winnings on?
Don't go assuming results. We've had enough of that this year.
That's absurd.
Come on, what could it be?
What is the scariest vegetable?
I don't know. Like, I can't stand. What can I stand? I don't like broad beans, but I don't think that's going to be the answer.
No, Undertaker's a hard f***er. He wouldn't be scared of broad beans.
What are you thinking? Cauliflower is more and more.
Well, it's your answer.
Alright, well, I'm going to go for cauliflower then.
Oh no, we've lost this.
It's not the right answer.
American vegetable.
Not the
Sorry,
right answer.
I didn't realise that the vegetable was exclusive.
Well, it's got to be one that's local to it.
Yeah, it's got to be a local veg.
All right. French fries, I expect.
What?
You can go to the team. Is French fries your final answer for five points?
It's not.
Okay, then.
Well, what do you think?
How many guesses are they going to get?
Hang on, is this your question, Ben?
Is this
I've
Ben
given up. I've said cauliflower. It was wrong. Okay. What's the question?
Pumpkins.
I was thinking pumpkins because they're, you know, they're big and strong.
They're Halloween-y. That's what I'm thinking.
Should we go pumpkins? I mean, what else? I mean, like.
You know what gets me about this is it's not just a ridiculous question, but also it's not even a fact. It's just an opinion of a dead guy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
What's the purple one that looks a bit like the color of his hat?
You could be talking about an aubergine or...
No, you wouldn't be scared of aubergine.
Beetroot.
Really.
Should we go pumpkin?
Pumpkin seems... I mean, I don't know why you'd be scared of a pumpkin, but...
So it's Halloween related, so this seems
In fairness, why would he be scared of any vegetable?
Any vegetable.
Can you imagine if, like, Brock Lesnar or someone came out dangling pumpkins over their neck?
Is it Stephen Hawking?
Oh! Gavin Duenas, I might knock your points off for that.
It's all right, he was a prick.
It's all right, we've already won.
Was?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, it was.
Pumpkins. Not a pumpkin. It goes to the other team.
Right. Do you have any idea?
What's a vegetable?
what a question to lose on.
You definitely didn't see it going down like this. Is it in? So is it Undertaker as a character or actually Mark Calloway? It is
Mark Calloway. Yeah.
I don't know because I was thinking along the like.
No, the character trait. The character is probably not scared of this thing.
Right. I don't think even WWE wouldn't book a wrestler to be scared of a vegetable.
Because I was gonna This isn't my answer, but I was going to initially say like garlic or something like that. But you can see my line.
I can see your logic. Yes, yeah,
makes sense.
Is it going to be something? It's going to be like bananas, a fruit, cucumber, maybe something like that.
I remember hearing a story on a podcast or something of some sort of joke that was played in him where they put something in his bag, and I can't remember what it was.
What's your final answer, guys?
Carrots.
Cucumber. Say cucumber.
Cucumber.
For 5 points, well done.
Hang on.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Cucumber is technically a fruit.
Oh,
it is.
All right.
We need a replacement question.
I'm not even being silly. A cucumber is a fruit.
You can still win this if you get the last question right.
Can we?
Yes.
How?
Because you get 10 points. You are currently, you can tie it up then. And then we'll have a question that I'll come up with. Okay.
Can we tie it? Oh, okay.
I'm
sure you've got your
I'm not convinced. Me, isn't I'm not it? Convinced that's true, but all right.
Yeah, wait, how is that? Because we were tied and then we just got five.
Yeah, but according to my calculator, you are 20 points ahead. Is the Treepunny Show is 20 points ahead with this. Okay, and
So they got five.
Hang on,
so
my fault. No apologies. I put the five in the wrong column. I do apologise.
Oh, no.
So, you can't win.
Disgrace.
So what, you put the last question in the wrong place as well. You put it in the quiz. It should have been in the bin.
Well, you can have the last question anyway, okay? All right. Okay.
It's all in good fun, guys.
So it's Gavin's turn with this question, isn't it? Am I correct? Yes.
Yeah, so much resting on this.
Which current WWE wrestler once tagged with Mikey Whipwreck and Tajiri in a barbed wire board match?
Would it be an old ECW thing, or is that just too long ago? I mean, they were a tag team in ECW, weren't they? I will guess that it was who the hell was in ECW?
It's currently signed now.
The only one I can think of.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't someone in ECW then. I don't know, AJ Styles.
Wasn't AJ Styles, guys, open to the team.
The only one I can remember that's in it now is Rhino, and he was about the same time as Tajiri.
Oh, good, good guess.
So I would have to guess that.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Rhino.
So, repeat the question,
Current WWE wrestler once tagged with Mikey Whipwreck and Tajiri in a barbed wire board match?
So it was either ECW or some sort of hardcore guy, so...
Oh, but no, because, was it... When was it? Was it not more recently?
It was, I will give you a tie down, was in the last 5 years.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. I'm thinking Dean Ambrose, maybe.
Ooh, Dean Ambrose is a good shout. WWE or NXT?
How many clues do you want?
I'm not giving you any more. I can't give you any more clues than this. I can't give you any more clues than that. Currently signed to a WWE contract is all I'm going to say.
Should we say Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, I've got.
There's nothing wrestling on this, guys. You just say cucumber again. You still won.
I don't know. Knowing. Okay, go Dean Ambrose. I had a feeling it might be someone else, but go on.
Why didn't you go for it?
Asuka.
Correct for 5 points. Well done.
I had a feeling that it was,
Wrestling New Classic in 2011, Asuka was top female draw, Tajiri's top male draw, and yes, they tagged together in a barbed wire board match.
I kind of feel at peace that the cucumber question didn't cost us the whole
game. Yeah, actually, it's a relief, isn't it?
So then,
what's the score?
To end our quiz this evening, this evening for us, we started sometime in mid-afternoon.
We've been here for weeks.
Is any listener still actually listening? They get a lifetime supply of Wrestle Plus just for getting to this far.
Will Ollie give us the budget?
Probably
for that. Right then, the winners of today's quiz and our Christmas special are the Troopin' Show, Alex and Alex, with 275 points. And they
How convenient that your show wins.
Hang on.
We're
the underdog babyface.
Yeah, we three on behind here.
Can I just say, as the brainchild of both shows, I'm happy with either winner, quite frankly.
I've been given their points per team member average. They more than deserve it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Don't be so gracious, damn you.
And the squash received 245 points. I'd like to thank everyone for participating, because this is one of the best podcasts I've ever done, and it was hilarious. So I'd like to say thank you to Paul Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you to Gavin Duenas.
Thank you.
Thank you to Ben Spindler.
No problem.
Thank you to Alex Watt.
Thank you. I'm going to go and eat some cucumber now.
Your victorious cucumber. You're celebrating.
Victorious cucumber.
And Alex Edwards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening. And we hope you've enjoyed your year of Wrestle Talk Network, the Wrestle Plus, and everything else that we've done. So we will now all wish you Merry Christmas and bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Press.
Oh, that was epic.
The Wrestle Talk podcast Christmas quiz special thing, bit like a film, because it's very long, was presented to you by James Troupany. Your guests were Gavin Duenas, Paul Taylor, Ben Spindler, Alex Edwards, and Alex Watt. Music was written by Louise Gudgeon, James Troupany, and Joe Taylor, and was performed by Sheriff Lone Star and the Deputies of Heartbreak.